Hi, I'm Scott Miller, host of Career on Course, where our vision is in the coming months and years to interview hundreds, if not thousands, of career experts to bring to you all the details you need to make better career decisions for you. We will have piercingly insightful conversations with an occupational therapist, a software developer, a wind turbine technician, pastry chef, event planner, chief financial officer, a barber, you name it. If the career exists, I'm going to interview them and bring to you what's the day in the life look like? What are the ups and the downs? What are the interpersonal conflicts? How do you pivot out? How do you stay in? When people burn out, why do they leave? Every question you might have, I'm intending to ask a wide variety of career professionals so that this podcast can help you pick better. Let's get started with getting your career on course. Welcome to the Career on Course podcast. I'm your host, Scott Miller, and the author of the book by the same name, Career on Course, 10 Strategies to Take Your Career from Accidental to Intentional. In this episode, we're talking about the fourth reason why people get fired. Quick recap, the number one reason why people get fired is they lack judgment. The number two reason is they lack self-awareness. The third reason is they lack character. And the fourth reason, the topic of today's episode, is they simply don't contribute. They don't do their share. They take credit for other people's projects. They do just enough, or they're working on some other passion project that's important to them, but isn't what their leader is holding them responsible for. I think if you want to avoid this situation, you make sure that you are crystal clear on what your leader is expecting from you, including perhaps has it changed recently? Has what she or he needs from you moved? Maybe there's some project that they had you working on, but because of your personality, your reactivity, the way in which you handle bad news is so explosive that they didn't feel comfortable telling you. And so they're still having you work on it when, in fact, if you were easier to talk to, they could have said, "Hey, Tim, can I tell you? I have some frustrating news. I'm embarrassed. That project you're working on for 3 weeks is no longer valued. We're changing directions. I apologize. I respect you enough to come and tell you so that you don't spend one more minute wasting your time or the company's resources. I'm telling you the moment I heard because I respect you enough." The fourth reason people get fired is they don't contribute. And I don't think it's because they're lazy. I'm not sure I've ever met a lazy person. I just think they weren't working for the right person. They weren't working on projects that inspired them. They weren't clear on what success looked like. Their leader had not been extraordinarily clear, uncomfortably clear, on what they expected out of that person. They were guessing. They were doing their best, but their best wasn't what the leader thought was the best. And so you've got to ask yourself, if you want to avoid being fired because the perception of you is you don't contribute, then you've got to make sure you're crystal clear on what does a stellar contribution look like. So Whitney Johnson wrote a very famous book called Disrupt Yourself. Highly recommend this book. And she says that after about 36 months, most people have perfected the job they are in. The excitement, the exhilaration, the challenge has worn off. And it doesn't mean they're phoning it in, but they pretty much can do their job in their sleep, metaphorically. And what happens is it's other people in the organization notice that they become a bit complacent long before that person notices themselves. And people begin to make judgments about their contribution, about their engagement level, about their ability to take on stretch projects. Ask yourself, where are you against that 36 months? And is there any chance that you might be a little less engaged in your job and your contribution is lowering because you're not being challenged? I think the best leaders are watching their team members and they're anticipating when that person's engagement is dropping, when their contribution might start to be dropping, and they move them out of that role to get them in a more challenging role. If you're not working for that type of leader, you may have to employ that yourself on yourself. If you like today's content, would love to have a 5-star review. Please subscribe to the Career on Course podcast. Tell all your friends, families, and colleagues about it. And our next episode will focus on the fifth and final reason why people get fired, and that's because they have a victim mentality.
Thanks for listening to today's Career on Course podcast. I hope you are on fire. I hope you are inspired, focused, and ready for what is next for you. Perhaps you've had some clarity on a job you need to quit. Maybe you're enlightened about a career you never even knew existed, or you have key questions answered that make you focused on your next career journey. If you found the content of this podcast helpful, I'd suggest a next great step is to read the book that I've written called Career on Course, 10 Strategies to Take Your Career from Accidental to Intentional. It's available in hardcover, print, audio, and digital anywhere books are sold. We'd love to have you dig back into more episodes and refer any family, friends, or colleagues in case they want to get their career back on course.